The death toll in central China continues to rise after the massive earthquake Monday afternoon. The state-run news agency Xinhua is reporting the number of dead to be nearly 15,000. Almost 26,000 are reported buried under rubble, and nearly 14,000 are unaccounted for. Most of the dead are in the center of the Sichuan province, and crumbling and blocked roads are hampering the efforts of relief workers and Chinese soldiers trying to get there. Just before we came on the air, we spoke with NPR producer Art Silverman, who offered a glimpse of the earthquake from his vantage point. He's in Chengdu, where the damage has been relatively mild and where some rescue efforts are being organized. Art, what have you seen today?
Today, we walked around the city of Chengdu, went to a hospital, went to a blood drive, and went to a student organizing, volunteer work for the earthquake victims.
And what was the scene like in the hospital?
Oh, man, it was crazy because they had makeshift wards out in the parking lot, which hadn't been used yet, but they were up in anticipation of people coming there. They let us in. We had a little more flexibility once we got in than we would in an American hospital. I don't think they would let us go up, photograph, and record people on gurneys being treated at that moment. The head doctor talked to us. He showed us a long line of nurses standing by to do their duty, who were, you know, lined up precisely in a row with masks, a little eerie. And we stood there and watched people being wheeled in, triage being done in the lobby, and where necessary, medical work being done right in the lobby, and then they were wheeled off.
So if there was a long line of nurses, am I to understand that they were waiting for an influx of patients that they expect to come?
Yes. That the whole place seemed to be, you know, it recalls 9/11, where the hospitals were waiting for a flood that never came, but here people were trickling in, but it was clear that everyone was expecting, once they get to these remote areas, for a lot more people to be coming in. The head doctor said they have more volunteers than they could use right now. What they could use are actual medical doctors.
And what is that situation like in China? Are there many doctors to draw from?
I don't know how it is around the rest of the country. You're speaking to somebody who last was in China 25 years ago, and there wasn't much of anything here. But, you know, we've flown into the city. Obviously, there are enough doctors for the 11 million so people in this obscure little city out in western China. But it would require people coming from Shanghai, from Beijing, from other big cities around the country.
Now, you mentioned the blood drive, and you evoked 9/11. After 9/11, Americans wanted to give blood. There was actually no need for it. What's the situation like in China? They need blood. Can they get blood?
They need blood, and people are giving blood. And I think at this point, it's clear that people are willing to do it. There's a big square just down from this hotel I'm sitting in called Tianfu Square. It has an enormous statue of Mao there. It's one of the few remaining Mao Zedong statues overlooking it. And you could see him off in the distance as people lined up around the block, around the corner, as people signed papers and then went in to give blood. And I heard this is going on other places in town, too.
And a youth rally you saw? Or?
Yeah, just sort of halfway between the hospital and where this blood drive was. We were just driving by, and we saw people on loudspeakers and bullhorns, the kind of scene that maybe a week ago we would have thought the police, students are demonstrating about something, and we better watch out because the police are going to come. Turns out it was students organizing themselves and being organized into different types of volunteer teams. We spoke to some English-speaking nursing students who said we could do something, we have to help people. And from what I understand, the people on bullhorn are saying, people with cars, line up over here. People who have this skill, line up over here. So what appeared to be some sort of, you know, protest, just because people here, I have to admit, are kind of, you know, vocal. I mean, it's like, I don't know what to use a cliche, like a Mediterranean society on steroids. I mean, I don't know if that's clear. It's like people speak loudly. People speak emphatically. And they were putting all their effort in this crowd into, you know, saying, I'm here. I'm ready to help out.
So that's the volunteer effort. What evidence have you seen of the official effort? Is the military in the streets, or are people in the streets, and are they getting help?
Well, in this city, no, because, frankly, as far as we could see, the damage here was limited to a few specks of plaster coming down. But we've ridden as far as 5 hours from here, up in the mountains, and to a city maybe an hour or so away the other day, when it first hit. And what we saw was very clear lines of supplies, and we saw up on a mountain road army trucks going up empty, coming back down with injured people, filling the backs. And when they ran out of army trucks, we saw dump trucks with tarps over them, and under the tarps you could see faces of people coming out from the hills. And this is on one tiny narrow road in one tiny town, and there's no reason to suspect that throughout the region other army trucks were doing the same thing.
I read an AP report that there were plans to drop paratroopers into regions, but the weather has not been cooperating. The roads, there have been mudslides. What's the weather like?
Well, it was raining all day yesterday, and the rivers that we saw coming down from the mountains were, you know, as high as they would go before you saw flooding in the farmland next to it. It's clear today here in Chengdu, but this is quite a distance from those mountains, and it's in the flats. So it's probably still very wet up there. When we looked at the sides of the road, we could see boulders that had come down. We saw long strips of fresh earth that had been ripped free of trees had been ripped down from them. And I imagine if you get a little rain on that stuff, the mud would follow.
In 1976, an earthquake in China killed almost 250,000 people officially. Others say it's much more than that. The Tangshan quake was treated as a state secret. How does that contrast with the way this quake is being treated?
I remember that information coming out slowly. I was working in a newspaper in New Hampshire then, and I thought, how could a country, why would a country, this is not a shameful thing, this is, the world could come in and help. But China was still, you know, reluctant to do that. I feel like they've learned something, both in anticipation of the Olympics and through just being smart people, that you say, here we are, this is what's happening. It's not that China's bad that this thing happened. We may be able to take care of it ourselves. We may want your money to help with aid. But, you know, we as a people, there seems to be a lot of pride in saying, we can take care of this. We will do it. You know, we have faith in our government. And I think the government's made a good sign of it. Just, you know, even photo ops with leaders who've shown up in places. I think that makes a big difference.
All right.
We've received no trouble that you wouldn't expect in the U.S. as far as going and reporting. Like when we went up to the hills, you know, people would stop, ask who you are because we had strange-looking faces and microphones. But they let us through. And we only got harassed by a couple people one night who said, you media all lie, you know, you're not going to tell the truth, you're going to make China look bad. But I think it would have been the kind of scene that might have happened anywhere in the world if foreigners come in.
Art Silverman, a producer for NPR. Thanks very much, Art.
You bet. Thanks.
Coming up on the show, using private CCTV cameras to make your own music video. The ingenious plan hatched by the band, The Get Out Plan. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.